From the West Coast studios of NPR News and from Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, counting the days, counting the votes in the country and in Colorado. First, the lead, Iraq. Officials there say the execution-style killings of nearly 50 U.S.-trained Iraqi soldiers over the weekend strongly suggest insurgents have infiltrated the army and are gaining inside information. The slain soldiers had just completed training. They were traveling unarmed in three minibuses and were stopped, reportedly, by insurgents wearing police uniforms. Joining us now from Baghdad is Monty Morin. He's a reporter for the L.A. Times there. Monty, how are Iraqis responding to news of these killings over the weekends? What's the reaction?
Clearly, they're very troubled about the fact that this just raises more questions about how secure the nation is going to be now and in the coming months. It really points up a lot of problems that there are in the Iraqi National Guard and the police about just how secure they are and just the extent of sort of infiltration by insurgents. I mean, it's this latest attack was so large and so brazen that people are worried if this is going to set the pace for future attacks.
Monty, the terrorist group associated with Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has said that it is responsible for these killings. Would there be any sign among the Iraqi people that there would be a backlash against the insurgents because of these tactics?
That's possible. I mean, the whole issue of Zarqawi and the terror network provokes very different responses in the Iraqi people. One, they'll look at it and say, well, this is another indication that the government can't control what's going on now and that things are going to remain secure and they just can't get their act together. There's also another response that Iraqis have is that this notion that Zarqawi is behind all of these attacks is a product of sort of U.S. Military propaganda that they say there isn't any Zarqawi. He's just being used as sort of a symbol to sort of focus U.S. aggression.
It doesn't sound as though the public anger is being directed at the insurgents, though.
Obviously, people are very upset and very worried about their security, and a good number of them do blame the insurgents. They also blame the U.S. for being here, and a lot of them have the attitude that, well, you know, if you folks weren't here, if the American soldiers weren't here, you wouldn't have these attacks by the insurgents. It's not a real black and white situation. Obviously, people are very worried about it and angry that they have to live under this constant violence, but they're very minute. Different opinions on the roots of it.
Yesterday, the New York Times broke a story about these tons and tons, hundreds of tons of very powerful explosives that have gone missing from a former military site there in Iraq. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency today says that these could have fallen into the wrong hands. I imagine this adds to the air of instability.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. I mean, it adds to the air of instability. It adds to people's fears and concerns. I mean, the country's pretty much awash in weapons and different arms, and the fact that there are hundreds of tons of high explosives out there probably also doesn't surprise people, but it doesn't make them feel any safer.
Monty Morin of the L.A. Times reporting from Baghdad. Monty, thanks for being with us on Day to Day.
You're welcome. Thank you.